Yeah, we've had a good spring. I think improvement all around. It's been nice to have Bear, you know, Bear's first spring. He got here so late last year that I think we've been able to make some really great progress with him and develop the other quarterbacks as well. Seen big improvement with Trayson Bourget and Enoch Watson. I think we're developing depth at every position, like all the new guys. And we have a lot of veteran players that played a lot of football too. So I think we're going to have depth at every position, and I think we have a good football team.
Perfect. Our first question will be from Jay Catch.
Yeah, Aaron, just wanted to start off asking you, the wide receiver position has got a lot of names there with not a ton of production at the Power 4 level. What's your confidence level coming out of spring that they'll be able to contribute across the board?
We're going to be good there. Saw a big step forward in JoJo this spring. I think I mentioned a couple times this spring just how tough that injury was that he dealt with last year. Without getting into too much detail, it was a pretty gnarly injury, and he was out for it was about 12 weeks in between when he injured it and when he played again. And then when he did play again, it was one of those deals that really sets you back with your confidence to just cut it loose. And it affects you catching the ball. It affects you blocking, taking hits, everything. It just took him a little time. And then I thought in that bowl game, he showed us, that's kind of the JoJo we were expecting. And this spring, he kind of picked up where he left off in that bowl game. And then Kyler Casper's done a great job. He's been everything I hoped he would be. He's going to be a very good player for us. And Legend Glasker's doing a nice job. I've seen improvement in Tiger, seen improvement in Tay. Reggie Frischneck, all those guys have all gotten better. So now it's just a matter of fall camp, just seeing who emerges, even more. Cody Hagan, he's another one that played a lot for us last year. So somebody always steps up. That's what happens. And I can't tell you exactly who it'll be yet, but those guys will step up.
Also wanted to ask you about offensive line. Do you feel like you've settled on a core group of guys? I know you brought in a bunch of transfer, well, not a number, but three guys from the transfer portal.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not ready to say exactly who that starting five is, but we have more than five, so that gives me a lot of confidence. Just like last year, we had more than five. I think we played eight guys all year, and we have more than five that can play, so we're going to be fine there.
Next question from Mitch Harper.
Yeah, Aaron, I'm curious, last year in the last couple of years you talked about, how helpful it was with Matt Mitchell bringing Tyler Hughes now. How maybe the chemistry between you two and your vision of the quarterback position, what he's brought to the offensive staff?
Yeah, it's been a really smooth transition. Matt did a great job. We're really, really thankful for everything he did. Matt and I had a great relationship, and Tyler and I have, kind of picked up right where Matt and I left off. I think Coach Hughes has got a lot of experience. He's brought a fresh viewpoint on a few things for us. It's been kind of fun to learn some things. Every time you add a coach to your staff, you have a chance to learn some things about other places they've been. So, when we added TJ Woods, for example, he brings some things that, he's been a bunch of places, and he brings a few things and experiences to the table to share. Kevin Gilbride brought some things that, from his background too. And so all of us are all just trying to get better all the time, the same way we ask our players to. And so each time we add a new coach to our staff, everybody, has an open mind about a fresh perspective. And so I think Coach Hughes has done that with our coaching staff and also with our quarterbacks. And he's doing an outstanding job so far.
And to follow up, you're entering year nine with the coaching staff, working with Kalani Sitake here at BYU. Just maybe speak to just how much you're enjoying your role and working with Kalani after his extension, and just how much you enjoy being here now at year nine in the program.
Yeah, I can't believe it's year nine already. And, Kalani is the reason that I'm here 9 years in. I mean, he's such a great person to work for. He's a great human being. Kalani treats everyone with so much love and respect. The guy that's vacuuming the hallway late at night, or the guy that's driving the bus, treats that guy the same as he would Brian Santiago or our starting quarterback, you know, and that's just, that's, I love working for him, and it's why I'm still here.
Next question from Jay Drew.
Yeah, I got a couple, so I'll try to move quickly. Aaron, what advice or what instruction have you given to Bear as you move into the offseason that you would like to see him work on?
You mean now that we're done with spring, like what's next?
Right.
Yeah, just to continue, first of all, physical development. You know, this is his first true college offseason, so we're really trying to refine, you know, how he takes care of himself, you know, off the field. Just, you know, I think he's learning about nutrition. He's learning about how important sleep is. He's learning just how to take care of his body on a day-to-day basis. You know, we're trying to get him a little bit leaner, but we don't want to lose a ton of weight. We're trying to be a little bit leaner, you know, just a little bit more fit this year so he can, you know, withstand the grueling season. You know, we don't want to get him hit as much as we did last year in the run game, but we want to prepare his body for, you know, for a 14, 15, 16 game season, whatever it ends up being. But so I think that's the number one thing right now, is just physical development, and then continuing to refine just all the little details. You know, there's so many things that when you get here late June last year, like he did, it was a process just getting the offense installed, and Bear's super smart. But now this year we can really refine a lot of those details, whether it's scheme details or sometimes it's just details between two players. You know, for example, he had some chemistry last year with a couple of our players, you know, Carson Ryan in particular, where it was almost like they could read each other's minds. And they couldn't read each other's minds, but they had just tons of reps together and film study together and conversations about, well, if this coverage does this, then you're going to do that. And those things, it just takes time. And so we're in the process of working through those now with our players and Bear. And I think those are some things that there was no chance to work on those last summer. This summer we can.
Did you guys scrimmage today? And if so, how did it go for the offense?
It was sort of, you know, we haven't scrimmaged at all this spring, like live tackle. We haven't done any tackling. It's all just been, you know, the defense tags us and we're down. So, you know, it's kind of fake football a little bit in that regard. I think we've had some days where we've had a lot of success, and our defense has had some good days too. I think it's, you know, that's what you kind of want in spring ball, is it's good, healthy back and forth. I'm pleased with where we're at. I think we're going to have a chance to be really good, and we've moved the ball well this spring. I think our passing game has taken some really good strides forward, which is kind of by necessity, because it's tough to run the ball in spring ball when they can just tag you and you're down. So it's a good chance to work on your passing game, and I think we're taking strides.
Finally, in years past, you've moved your right tackle with experience over to be your left tackle, but it doesn't look like you're doing that this year with Andrew, with having brought on Pocky Finau. Is that accurate? And
yeah,
if so, why? What has Pocky shown you that he could do that position?
Pocky's a good athlete, and you know, he's a left tackle. And just Gentry did a nice job at right last year for us, and so we're going to stick with Gentry at right, and been giving Pocky most of the reps with the ones at left. I expect him to be our starting left tackle, and he's done a good job this spring, and I would expect him to be there game one next fall.
Next question from Casey Lundquist.
Yeah, Coach, obviously there's no spring transfer window, but there are a few players still in the transfer portal. Are there any positions that you maybe need to add a body or two at this point?
I don't think so. I don't expect to. I never say never. You know, it's maybe there's somebody in the portal that we haven't considered or thought about yet that might, you know, pique our interest or something. I'm not sure, but we don't have a plan to add anyone from the portal at this time.
Next question from Jay Catch.
Aaron, you've had some tandems of tight ends that have been very, very good in your time at BYU. I just wanted to have you compare what you've seen from Walker Lyons and Roger Saliapaga to some of those tandems.
Well, I can't believe we've talked this long and nobody asked about those guys yet, because that's two of the best players on our team, and they've shown it this spring. Those guys are good ball players. They're going to be a big part of our offense, and both of them have had a great spring, and we made it very clear to them before they came here that you know, it's not a competition between you two. It's a competition between all the skill players in our program to prove that you're indispensable, and then we'll figure out the personnel groupings. And so, you know, you know, the start of last season or two seasons ago, we had we were really deep at running back. So you've, I don't know if you guys can remember back that far, but Folau, LJ, and Sione Moa, those three guys were good football players. So we were doing everything we could to get those guys on the field. And not as dynamic at tight end that year. That year our tight ends were a little more run blockers, tough guys, and then we were pretty dynamic at receiver. This past year, we were doing everything we could to get Carson Ryan involved with Chase and LJ out there and Parker, and you know, we had different things. And now this spring, those two tight ends have really proven that they're two of our best players. So you're going to see those guys a lot. They're good blockers. They're excellent receivers. They're good teammates. They're tough. They both came from good programs where they know how to work. They know how to operate on a day-to-day basis like you're supposed to do it at a high level, and they've been great leaders. So very happy with both of them.
We've only seen this small smattering of practices. Have there been any other player or players, I guess in plural, that stood out to you that we may not have noticed on our end?
It's nice having Sione Moa back. You know, just what a good player he is. And he was really good 2 years ago, got off to a great start last year. Super serious injury he had. I know you guys have heard some about that. And he looks really good in practice, and I'm psyched to have him back. I'll probably forget about somebody, but Legend Glasker is somebody who's really stood out this spring. I expect him to contribute this fall. And the fans haven't seen Kyler Casper yet either, but he's had a really good spring. He's a new guy that's had a great spring in addition to those two tight ends. Once I start doing this, then I walk away and I kick myself for forgetting about somebody. But those are some guys that maybe the fans haven't seen a lot of that you're going to see them play in the fall, and you're going to like what you see.
Next question from Mitch Harper.
Yeah, Aaron, you talked about some of those offensive newcomers with Walker and Roger and Pocky. I wanted to also ask you about Junior C. Do you kind of see him competing with Safara Choke and Moccasini when he gets back, and all those guys maybe at the guard spot? Like, what's your impressions of Junior Sia, and maybe what he could possibly be this fall?
Yeah, he's been getting reps with the second unit. Big guy. He's big, man, and physical. Just learning the offense. Probably too early for me to like comment on, you know, how soon he's going to emerge or whatever, but he's going to be a good player here for sure. And lots of ability and that's about as far as I would go right now, but we're really glad we have him.
They wanted to also follow up on the Bear conversation. I remember last year you were pretty open about how when Retzloff was the guy initially, it was 70% completion rate, 30 touchdowns. You'd like to see those statistical benchmarks. Is that similar for what you're hoping to see from Bear this year, or is there more nuance that because you got LJ he's the offensive player of the year? Like, just maybe some statistical benchmarks you're hoping for Bear this year.
Yeah, you know, we don't make a lot of statistical goals. I think sometimes stats can be misleading. I think sometimes there's definitely a lot of coaches and players who kind of use stats to sell to sell something that or maybe hide some deficiencies or whatever. But 70% completions, 30 touchdowns, single digit interceptions. Those have been the years when we've been really great on offense. You know, Zach did it. Jaron did it. When we've had our best years on offense, that's kind of been the mark, is we're right around that 70% completion range, 30 touchdown passes and single digit picks. If you're doing that and you have a solid run game and uh, you, taking care of the football, you're going to score a lot of points. And so, you know, we don't necessarily say that's our goal, but we do talk about sort of those benchmarks of what makes an elite offense. And it starts with taking care of the football. If we do that every week and we do it the way we've done it the last couple of years, you know, then that gives you a chance every week. And now you start, you know, hitting some of those marks where you're running the football well, throwing it efficiently, getting those explosive plays. That's where the points come. And so I do expect us to take a step forward. We were good on offense last year. I expect us to be better this year, and I'm going to be disappointed if we're not. So promise you, nobody out there has higher expectations than I do. And I'm expecting us to take a big step, and that starts with Bear. Bear had a great year last year, and we're expecting him to be even better this year.
All right. Do we have any other questions? All right. Our last question will be from Jay Catch.
Yeah, Aaron, just real quick, on the running back front, you mentioned Sione Moa. How many running backs are you comfortable playing? As many as it takes, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, running back is a position where you can play a lot of guys, and you can play guys by situation, you know. But it's no secret, we're going to hand the ball to LJ 20 times a game next year, just like we did last year. And then it's up to those other guys to find their way in. So if, you know, I think you'll see Sione in the game a good amount with LJ, where they're both on the field together. And then whenever LJ needs a break, Sione, if we had a game today, Sione would be our first option to go in there to spell LJ. So those guys are sort of 1A, 1B right now. And then it's up to, you know, Devon has had a good spring. I think he's going to play for us this year. Preston Rex has improved. So there's, you know, it just depends. Again, it comes with the skill positions. It just comes back to prove to us that you deserve to play. Prove to us that you do something that can help us win. And then it's up to us to find a way to use those guys in whatever personnel groupings we can come up with. That's where football gets fun. You come up with some creative personnel groupings, creative formations that make it hard for the defense to match up.